Title Intro. Welcome to Jubei Ableton Live 12, Jungle Fill Blueprint for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. This is an intermediate mastering lesson in Live 12 focused on shaping a 2 to 8 bar stereo jungle fill into a warm, hazy, club-ready snippet that sits like it was played through a fogged-up PA. We'll preserve transient snap, control the low end, add subtle tape-like saturation and sidereal haze, and hit a conservative loudness target suitable for DJ use. Lesson overview. Quick overview. You'll load a finished stereo jungle fill on one audio track. Build a mastering chain with Ableton Stuck devices, utility, EQ aid in midside, multiband dynamics, drum bus, saturator, glue, hybrid reverb on a return, a parallel compressor return for glue, and a final limiter and loudness meter. Then shape the fill into that smoky warehouse vibe. Keep a reference track handy if you have a Jubei-style tune for spectral and LUFS comparison. What you will build by the end, you'll have a mastering chain on the fill using Ableton Stock devices with M/SEQ, multiband control, subtle character via drum bus and saturator, and glue from parallel processing, a send return reverb route for smoky ambience, and an optional vinyl crackle return, loudness and gain staging tuned to about -9 LUFS integrated, and a -1 dB true peak. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and gain staging. Start by loading your stereo fill on a single audio track. Insert utility first. This is your gain staging device. If the file is hot, reduce the utility gain by 6 dB to keep headroom. Add spectrum and a loudness meter on the track or the master to monitor spectrum and LUFS as you work. If you have a reference, drag a Jubei-ish track to another audio track and use solo to compare spectral balance and loudness, but match loudness before critical comparisons. Surgical tonal cleanup. EQ 8 M/S next. Insert EQ 8 and switch it to mid/side mode. On the mid channel, make a narrow cut between 300 and 600 Hz with a Q around 1.5 to 2, about -1.5 to -3 dB, to reduce boxiness from sampled breaks. On the side channel, add a high-pass filter at 120 Hz with a steep slope so the low end stays mono and solid. Also on the side, apply a gentle high shelf boost between 6 and 10 kHz of about 1.5 to 3 dB to add stereo air without increasing center harshness. Use the spectrum analyzer to confirm the changes. Multiband control. Multiband dynamics. Insert multiband dynamics after EQ 8. Use default band splits, but set the low band up to roughly 120 Hz, the mid band from about 120 to 2.5 kHz, and the high band above 2.5 kHz. On the low band, use gentle compression at about 2 to 1 ratio, with attack around 10 to 20 milliseconds and release between 150 and 300 milliseconds, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on kicks and subs. On the mid-band, mild compression, ratio 1.5 to 2 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, targeting 1 to 2 dB reduction. On the high-band, use slight downward compression or slight expansion to preserve transients, aiming for 0 to 1.5 dB reduction. The goal here is to control energy, so later saturation and limiting don't pump. Add character, drum bus parallel and saturation. Create a return track named Parallel Crush. Insert compressor and set it to a heavy setting, ratio 8 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto and threshold so it's pumping about 4 to 8 dB on transients. Send the fill to this return at a low level, start the send around -12 dB, and blend it back in for glue and wait. On the fill track, insert drum bus after multiband dynamics, but keep it subtle. Drive around 4 to 6, dry slash wet between 10 and 20%, and boom only a small amount if you need extra low punch. Leave transient near default to preserve snap, nudging it up slightly only if you need more attack. After drum bus, add saturator for tape-like warmth. Pick an analog clip or warmth-style curve, drive around +2 to +5 dB, and use the output trim to avoid pushing peaks above zero. Keep the curve soft for subtle harmonics. Haze and space via send/return. Hybrid reverb and vinyl. Create a return called smoky reverb and insert hybrid reverb. Choose plate or small room, set decay between 0.8 and 1.8 seconds for a short, dense tail, pre-delay 8 to 20 milliseconds, and moderate to high diffusion for a smeared tail. Low cut the reverb at around 300 Hz to avoid mud and high cut around 8 to 10 kHz to keep it dark. Send the fill to this return at a low level. Start around -15 to -10 dB send and blend subtly. The reverb should add atmosphere, not wash the rhythm. Optionally create a vinyl return with a looped crackle or noise sample. Look past to remove harsh highs and sets so it's felt not heard, around minus 30 to minus 18 dB. Place this return either before or after the reverb depending on whether you want the crackle to sit in the room or glue to the source. Final glue and M/S polishing after saturator, add a glue compressor with a gentle setting, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, slower to preserve transients. Release around 2/10 to 6/10 of a second or auto, and threshold for light gain reduction of 1 to 3 dB. Then use a second EQ8 in M/S for final polish. In mid, a small low shelf at 40 to 60 Hz down about half to 1 dB if the sub is boomy. In sides, a gentle dip between 2 and 4 kHG of about 1 to 2 dB if the stereo fizz is harsh. And in sides, a small boost around 8 to 12 kHz of 1 to 2 dB for smoky shimmer. Limiting and loudness target, insert the limiter last. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Keep look ahead at default or 1 millisecond, and raise gain until the loudness meter shows integrated loudness around minus 9 lufs. That's a solid target for a short DJ ready fill that preserves dynamics. If you must be louder for a preview, push to minus 7 lufs with caution. It will reduce dynamics and can introduce pumping. Keep true peak below minus 1 dB TP. Mono compatibility and final touches. Use utility to toggle width down to 0% and back to check mono compatibility. Make sure transients and low end survive the sum to mono. Listen at different levels and on a few playback systems. If the fill sounds too bright on club rigs, reduce high frequency content in the final EQ. Export as a 48 kHz, 24-bit WAV for stems. If this is a final release and you must dither, do that at the very end before bouncing to 16-bit. Common mistakes: watch out for oversaturating. Too much saturator or drum bus kills transient detail and creates muddiness. Don't widen low frequencies. Failing to high pass the sides below about 120 Hz risks phase issues and a weak low end on club PAs. Don't overdo reverb on a short fill. It will obscure rhythm and impact. Avoid overlimiting to chase loudness. That causes pumping and transient loss. And always check in mono. Fills are often played on some systems. Pro tips: reference often and match loudness before /bing. Use parallel processing to get perceived loudness without wrecking dynamics. High pass your reverb return below 400 to 600 Hz to keep it airy. Use M/S only on the top end for stereo width and keep sub center. Subtle distortion goes a long way. Small drive amounts add warmth. Consider automating a slight increase in the reverb send or transient emphasis right before export to make the tail bloom. And prefer drum bus drive and dry/wet adjustments rather than heavy compression for character. Mini practice exercise. 45 minutes. Try this quick routine. 1. Load a 4-bar stereo fill, insert utility, and reduce gain by 6 dB. 2. Create two returns, smoky reverb with hybrid reverb, and vinyl with a looped crackle. 3. Insert EQ8 in N/S, side HB at 120 Hz. Mid-cut around 350 Hz at minus 2 dB, side boost at 8 kHz plus 2 dB. 4. Add multiband dynamics and apply 2 to 4 dB compression on the lows. 5. Set up a parallel crush compressor return. Send lightly and blend for 3 to 5 dB of perceived glue. 6. Add drum bus drive 4 to 6 and dry/wet 15%, then saturator analog clip drive plus 3. 7. Glue compressor 2 to 1, attack 20 ms. Target 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. 8. Final limiter with ceiling minus 1 dB. Raise gain to about minus 9 lufs. 9. Check mono and make small EQ corrections if anything collapses. 10. Export at 48 kHz, 24-bit WAV and compare to your reference. Note one change you'd make on the next pass. Recap to recap. This blueprint uses utility for staging, M/S EQ for surgical tonal control, multiband dynamics to tame energy, parallel compression for glue, drum bus and saturator for analog character, a hybrid reverb and optional vinyl return for smoky ambience, and a conservative limiter to hit around minus 9 lufs and minus 1 true peak. Keep subs mono, preserve transients, use saturation subtly, and always reference and check in mono. These settings are starting points. Trust your ears and nudge values to get the exact smoky warehouse vibe you want. Final workflow tip: due to quick passes, one conservative, export and test, then a second pass to add character. Fills are short, so small moves are immediately obvious. Use that to refine quickly. That's the lesson. Load your fill and let's shape that smoky, club-ready jungle moment.